So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve.
G'day.
How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Pretty good.
You're in the thick of it. Are we halfway through the NZIFF?
Yeah, it's condensed on this year, so we're just doing like a week and a half here in Tamaki Makaurau for the New Zealand International Film Festival. Program's a bit smaller. I'm not like doing like double the amount of films a day or anything. Mm-hmm. Just at double figures last night, so nothing too grueling. But seen some good stuff.
Doing a couple of days with multiple films in one day?
Yeah.
How do you feel after doing two films in a day?
It really depends. I haven't had any slogs yet, but now that I say that out loud, that is invariably going to come to pass.
It's all like
someone asked the other day about snacks, and a good sparkling water goes a long way when you're watching too many movies.
Yeah. I hear you. You don't want to like have a sugar crash halfway through that second film, do you?
Big time. Yeah. I got the nod a couple of days ago, and it's not a good feeling when you're... Oh, there it goes. Sure. No, I'm awake. No, I've got it. But hey.
So that's the review of that film?
Luckily, I pulled myself back from the brink.
Yeah.
You know the joy, though, like when you're at home, it can be such a pleasure just to go, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go to sleep.
Yeah, I can rewind.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. One of the true joys in life. Mm. I don't give a shit about going to sleep. Mm-hmm. But we're not here to talk about that. Hey, in the sleep review today. Last night was quite a good one. Good. I thought midway through NZIFF would be just a time to make a couple of recommendations. Obviously, that these are to sort of bank for future viewing opportunities, mm-hmm. Whether that be on your couch or in cinemas as films return. One of the things I quite like about the film festival each year is just sort of finding odd parallels between things. Like I saw two films the other night that had a kind of sort of gastronomic sort of allergy thing line up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, well, I'm not sure this wasn't programmed to be the nut allergy gluten intolerance double feature, but mm-hmm. it kind of played out that way for mm-hmm. me. And then another one that I've quite enjoyed is seeing two films that have taken quite interesting takes on the idea of basing your film on real events. So let's start there with New Zealand drama Muru. Directed by Te Ara Pākehi, and it's a film that is, he describes as a response to the Tūhoe raids where police flexed new anti-terrorism powers. Mm-hmm. This was all around allegations of paramilitary training in the Uruweras, mm-hmm. Tamaiti becoming New Zealand's most feared, air quotes, terrorist for a minute.
Yep.
And then sort of subsequently, not a lot to it.
Did they get an apology from the New Zealand police in the end? I think they did, didn't they?
It's been a very drawn-out process, and I think one of the real challenges is actually just re-engaging between the government, the Crown, and Tūhoe, because it's not the first time that overreactions and incursions onto Tūhoe land have happened. So it kind of forms a bit of a chain of familiarity for people there. And that's seen in this film. So Kahi's film isn't a strict retelling. And then it's kind of one point where just where the hair stood up on the back of my neck when I realized, oh, this is actually referring, now it's referring to something else. Oh, holy shit, this film's about everything. Like the scope, suddenly the scope goes from kind of like a grounded film about a group of people in a certain place and certain things starting to build up and you have a sense of expectation. And then Kahi goes on to critique so many different things in the back end of his film. So it's quite obviously we see films that are based on a true story that take liberties. I mean, it's mm-hmm. very, very common to merge characters together for the sake of storytelling or just, simplify a timeline of events so it actually works on screen. I think mm-hmm. we're all pretty comfortable with that as viewers. Then, of course, there's films where it's just kind of like the loosest possible interpretation, but But yeah, I found Muri very interesting in that, you know, not quite literal, but yes, very, very grounded, and then much less so.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of walk away going, oh, that's what could have happened in the situation, and that can never be allowed to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Film I saw last night that takes a different approach to true story is an Australian true crime thriller called The Stranger. This is based on a real life and notorious case, but instead of kind of setting things up in a linear chronological fashion,
mm-hmm.
it's only sort of like reveals itself over time what the kind of larger story of the film is. So really focuses on kind of drifter type guy and a friendship he makes with someone that works in organized crime. And then it sort of just peels back the layers as the film goes on. It's one of the more chilling true story thrillers I've seen for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit difficult to talk about because the sort of what the layers peel back to reveal are quite significant in the context of this mm-hmm. film. But at one point it sort of doubles back on itself and shows you what happened before the opening minutes mm-hmm. of the film. So yeah, so rather than you know, depicting what led up to a crime and then the attempt to solve it, kind of like drops you in at a really interesting point in the timeline.
Best to go in with no background on this one.
Yeah, I think so. And it's kind of hard to, yeah, it's a bit of a tricky one to sell, but I think, trust me on this one, this is a grim thriller drama. If you can stomach something of that ilk, you can't go wrong with this. It's really, really compelling.
I feel like the Australians do good grim cinema.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of grim energy on that continent to channel. Mm-hmm. A lot of grim post-colonialism to shove into the frame. And yes, I think the vastness of that country and the ability to kind of lose yourself on the continent, drift from state to state, definitely lends itself to what happens in this particular film. So The Stranger and Muru, those are the two really great and interesting takes on true stories to check out later in the piece, if you
mm-hmm.
can.
Mm-hmm.
And then on those, on the kind of food front, on the food front films, by no means were these the kind of key elements, but back to back I saw a couple of things that will probably be among my favourite films of the festival. One was a film called Sick of Myself. It shares, it shares at least one producer, maybe all the producing team, that also made the Oscar-nommed romantic kind of drama Worst Person in the World. Sick of Myself makes a huge campaign to actually be about someone that might just be the worst person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
A extremely self-involved woman in quite a bad relationship with a douchebag artist. But her response to that is this desperate need for attention that just manifests in a web of lies and incredibly not helpful behaviors. About halfway through the film, she does kind of makes a decision that there's no coming back from, and a quite shocking sort of level of physical transformation occurs. It was probably one that you need a little bit of a stomach for as well, but this is comedy at its blackest, even when it's at its most shocking. And yeah, another one probably can't say too much about, but Sick of Myself, really good. And the film I was most amped to see, Flux Gourmet. This was the new film by Peter Strickland, who'd previously been at the NZIFF with films like In Fabric and Barbarian Sound Studio.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Really, really interesting filmmaker, real favourite of mine, with a sort of mix of art elitism, over-stylization, weird sense of humour, and a bit of a creep. So a few good ingredients in the mix there. Flux Gourmet is about some artists in residency who are sonic caterers. Like many Peter Strickland films, it kind of sets up these ideas that are quite unconventional, but the world the characters live in, it's just been part of their world the whole time. So one of the said sonic caterers talks about it having been something they used to watch on TV and wanted to grow up doing. It's an art form where people will be cooking a meal, preparing a meal. It's mic'd up, it's run through desks, it's run through effects pedals, it's run through flanges. Peter Strickland actually used to do this. He had a band where they would make a meal, record it, mix it down. Mm-hmm. Like there'd be a live component. I guess you're kind of like dubbing the sounds of a meal in real time, and then chopping it up and making it into a piece mm-hmm. later on. There's obviously being a film, there's quite a strong visual component here. But what I really enjoyed about this was the amount of comedy that it mines about kind of arts funding. Gwendolyn Christie, who you may recognize from Game of Thrones, is the I guess the host of the place that the residency is taking place in. She has a lot of thoughts and feelings about what these people should put in their performance. Gives a lot of notes. There are a lot of arguments, and I think anyone that's ever been privy to a bit of external advice about what their art should look like find this very entertaining. And it gets gross. There's a lot of flatulence, and this is actually the first and only film of this year's festival where I've seen a couple walk out at about the halfway mark. So probably I high five the film that does that, to be honest. You can kind of tell, like, there's different kinds of walkouts. I mean, I'm definitely subjectively reading body language, mm-hmm. but the body language was, yeah, not impressed. Mm. Let's cut our losses. And based on what happened in the second hour of the film, if they didn't like the first half, they would not have liked the second.
Mm-hmm. Now, Steve, are you prepared to give a read on next year for the NZIFF? Do you think it'll be back in full force by next year? Obviously, they have had a hard couple of years with COVID and the likes.
Yeah, I think getting a festival away this year was just itself an accomplishment. I mean, I suppose it remains to be seen what this will actually mean in terms of a financial return for the festival.
Yes. Yeah.
I haven't yet been to sort of any sort of big ticket type civic screenings. Mm-hmm. Got a couple of those coming up on the weekend. It was really lovely actually to see a charming semi-animated mockumentary, Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, at the Civic on Saturday morning. And so there was a really nice attendance for that. Mm-hmm. And that felt really good to be back in that big space again. So those moments are good. Yeah, I'll have a couple of those screenings coming up over the weekend. And I think that'll be, yeah, that's what the heart of the film festival feels like to me. Mm-hmm. It's definitely drawing kind of running from place to place, but, you know, feels like its emotional heart is the Civic here. Yeah, so nice to answer one. Your question, I'm sure they'll want to be back and be bigger mm-hmm. next year. The festival's just getting underway in other parts of the country from this week. So I guess, you know, the next month will be the proof in the pudding. It's mm-hmm. all come together with quite a short time frame. And I think possibly access to titles might not have been as enormous as they would have liked. Mm-hmm. But working towards next year, I'm sure we'll see it return in bigger fashion. They have talked about this as being a bit of a rebuild year after having time off in Auckland or having to try and do things online. Okay. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
If you have the chance, people, head along, get a ticket and go.
Yeah, totally. And I think think about catching the things I've mentioned. I'm not sure all of them have repeat plays over the next few days. It's all kind of happening at a bit of a clip, but try and get to the Civic. I mean, that's just such a lovely place to watch movies.
All right. Nice one, Steve. Thank you.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.